fantasy readers. This is Corinne Norton, your fellow bookbinger, and you are listening to the Finding Fantasy Reads podcast, where you can test out a new fantasy story every single week to find your next favorite author. If you missed last week's episode, you'll want to go back and check it out, because today's story is part two of an adventure fantasy with a newly appointed captain tasked with chasing down a pirate king. It's written by Z.R. McCormick, who outgrew his childhood of cloaks, wooden bows, and plastic swords, which were likely burned to the joy of his neighbors and their landscaping, but never quite left behind the wonder. This short story is a prequel for Zach's debut novel, which is currently on Kickstarter. Today's narrator is Peter Franson, host of Christian Geek Central. Stick around to the end or check out today's show notes to see where you can find Zach's Kickstarter and Peter's podcast. For now, please enjoy The Chase, Part 2, by Z.R. McCormick.
Chapter 4, Windrunner. Beams from the sinking sun filtered through the trees, warming the back of Micah's shirt as they clambered up the rocky path. Though once well-worn, it had clearly been some time since anyone had maintained it, first making it difficult to find the start on the weedy outskirts of the city, and then tiresome as he and Nathan shoved their way through the thick brush and nettles reclaiming the trail. Dense undergrowth covered the towering cliffs and slopes on either side of them, muffling the breeze. Before long, they were both damp with sweat. "How much farther?" Nathan wheezed from behind as they scaled a particularly steep stretch of hill.
"Sweet Eloise, I've never felt so out of shape in my life."
"Not sure," Micah panted, eyeing the rise of unbroken trees. "Lieutenant Callum said it was a couple miles outside of town. We've got to be close."
"Well, he forgot to mention the labyrinth."
At last, the slope lessened, rounding to a flatter clearing where puffy clouds raced across the fading blue sky. Micah pushed forward, thankful for level ground. The green sea of growth had lessened, and a fresh, salty breeze wafted over the leafy trees of the hilltop. Micah sighed with relief as he looked beyond the slope. Through gaps in the foliage, a wide inlet shimmered in the distance, gentle waves reflecting the descending sun. A large, dark object rested near the shore where a narrow dock of wood stretched out to meet it. Nathan stumbled beside him, clutching his knees.
"Use all your footwork at the dancing crab," said Micah with a smirk.
Nathan gave a mocking snicker before resuming his gasps.
"Why in Aldaria did the guard move it all the way out here?"
"Keeps it out of Farshore's sight," Micah explained. "Back during the rebellion, Carthmore used this cove for hit-and-run strikes against Imperial ships. Nowadays, if they don't see our ship at harbor, pirates assume the guard is off patrolling and they're free to make a move. Lucky for us, this cove means we can be on Skrillis's tail in moments."
"Smart,"
said Nathan, wiping sweaty hands on the hem of his navy tunic.
"Why haven't they used the cove before now?"
"One of Skrillis's underlings ran a smuggling operation out of here that the guard busted a while back. It was a pretty nasty battle for both sides. The guild hasn't been keen on returning since we started keeping closer tabs on this part of the coastline, hence the trail."
"Or lack of it," he muttered.
Micah grinned. "Come on. The crew will be waiting." They scrambled down the gravelly trail towards the water, careful not to trip in the tendrils of roots snaking through the loose soil. The forest's earthen, woody smell gradually gave way to the salty, damp breeze of the sea, the sound of the waves growing with every step. Finally, Micah staggered out of the brush and onto the rocky sand of the shore. Nathan followed as they stepped onto the ancient-looking dock, its weathered and algae-stained boards creaking against the lapping waves. Micah glanced up, marveling at the majestic ship, the Windrunner. Though Micah had been on a few seafaring trips in his life, those in his short time in Farshore aboard the sleek corvette had begun to ease his fear of the sea. Unlike the small fishing sloops and ferries he and others in Hillmarch were accustomed to, Windrunner was one of the finest vessels in the Carthmore Navy. Its three masts, adorned with furled white sails, towered above him like a row of lofty pines. A wide deck of rich, dark wood spread from end to end. An array of guardsmen in gleaming armor and crewmen in loose linen shirts hurrying about as they readied to sail. Half a dozen polished cannons peered from their dark gun ports along the painted hull, a sight which Micah was none too fond of facing. They hurried across the precarious dock and up the ramp onto the ship. At once, the clamor of the crew slammed into Micah, men shouting at one another from every corner and height of the ship. After a moment, a deep voice rang across the others. Micah made his way towards the aft, weaving between the scurrying crew. Callum's shaven head and mailed torso appeared beside the wheel, barking orders to the mass below. Callum spied him and straightened.
"Attention!" he yelled, saluting.
The crew paused, heads swerving until they found Micah. The surrounding men repeated the gesture until Micah nodded with a stoic glance.
"As you were," said Micah.
The crew returned to their frenzy, and he hurried over to the lieutenant.
"How's the Windrunner?"
Callum ran a hand over his scalp, surveying the deck.
"About ready. The artillery and heavier gear we loaded in Farshore this morning. The last bits are being secured now. Just need the signal from the runner."
Micah nodded. "Skrillis's ship was still docked when we left. No sign of him."
10 to 1 he has eyes on the barracks,"
Callum growled, the dark wrinkles around his eyes furrowing.
"He wouldn't dare move until he was sure we were gone."
"You left on the normal patrol route?"
"Aye. And you?"
"Headed home," Micah replied. "No sign of a tail when we slipped off."
"Believe me, I would have heard it," Nathan added, tapping his ear with a smirk. Callum shook his head with a grim smile. Micah glanced at the wooded slope. Just as he turned to face the water, a glimmer of light caught his eye, and he swerved back. Callum followed his gaze.
"Well, speak of the lad," he mumbled.
A flickering torch danced through the trees as the shadowy figure waved it wildly. Skrillis had left. Micah took a deep breath.
"It's time."
He walked to the edge of the quarterdeck, the crew slowly falling silent as each noticed his neighbors staring towards the helm. Micah looked across the crowd of sunburned faces and gleaming armor and gripped the edge of the painted rail.
"Men of Farshore," he shouted. "For too long, the Thieves' Guild of Edros has exploited our city and threatened its people. They have used our land, stealing from the innocent and spreading their greed across Carthmore. They believe themselves above the law, beholden to none. No more."
Murmurs rose from the crowd, heads nodding. Fire burned in their eyes.
"For months, you've battled its most nefarious pirates, and now we shall send a message the guild dare not ignore. Captain Skrillis, the Pirate King of the North, falls tonight, and with him, the guild. No more will their kind terrorize the people of our great city. No more will our ships and streets fear their name. Here, by the might of God and strength of your hands, Farshore will be free."
Micah raised a fist, blood pounding in his veins.
"For Farshore!"
Wild cheers and shouts erupted from the throng, deckhands raising their arms as soldiers rattled swords. The sound echoed across the cove, swelling over the waves. Micah turned to Callum, who nodded, then stepped beside him.
"Weigh anchor!" the lieutenant bellowed above the din. "All hands on deck!"
Shouts and crew members bounced across the deck, men scurrying to unfurl the sails as the sun sank towards the horizon. In a moment, Micah felt the ship shift beneath him. He watched as the rickety dock inched further down the hull before quietly drifting away in the growing gloom. His nerves, smothered by the activity of the crew, now erupted in his chest. There was no turning back. Everything he'd ever known was about to change forever. He gripped the leather-wrapped hilt of his sword, trying to steady his racing pulse. Callum eyed him from the wheel as he guided Windrunner towards the open waters.
"Don't tell me you're going to be seasick, Captain."
"Nope, just the once."
"We've got him this time," said Callum with a fierce gleam.
"I pray you're right,"
Micah glanced at the heavens.
God, let him be right.
Callum chuckled, focusing back on the jagged cliffs as Windrunner slipped silently between them. An endless plain of dark, rippling blue stretched before the prow in the dying sun. Chapter 5. The Chase. Great cliffs rose from the horizon like fingers breaching the churning waves. Clouds gathered above Windrunner, threatening to cover the last of the sun as it grazed the rim of the world. Micah raised his spyglass, watching the scattered formations growing closer as the steady breeze pushed the ship swiftly on. Beyond the dark rocks, he could see nothing. He glanced up at the lookout.
Skrillis is probably beyond the Lion's Paw, said Callum from the wheel. We'll be there soon.
It was the southernmost point of Carthmore, where the great ships of Idros first glimpsed his island homeland as they rounded towards the sprawling capital of Starkhaven, or further still to the merchant city of Hillmarch. Somewhere beyond that collection of desolate islands, they would finally meet their quarry. Are the men below ready? Micah asked, turning to the lieutenant.
Yes, sir, Callum replied. There's no telling what we'll find beyond the cliffs. Best be prepared for anything.
Is that supposed to comfort me? Said Nathan, his arms crossed as he leaned against the far rail of the quarterdeck.
Only if it worked.
Nathan rolled his eyes and turned towards Micah. So then, Captain, what happens if the dastardly pirate has already made off with his prize? We can't be far behind, said Micah with a slight frown.
Worry more about when we catch him, added Callum. Skrillis will be challenge enough on his own. This isn't some half-sailed sloop of one of his lackeys.
Fair enough, Nathan shrugged. And to that point, the Thieves' Guild will be none too happy to hear he's taken down. What's the plan for when they come looking for payback? Micah felt his ball of nerves growing as he pushed the thought of Idros aside. One thing at a time, Nathan. We'll deal with the wider guild if it comes. The jutting spires of the Lion's Paw loomed above Windrunner as it glided between the rocks, a sheen of fog growing in their shadows. Waves roared against the bare stone, spraying into the air. Gulls cried as they circled their nests high above. The ship followed the curve of the largest island, everyone watching as the waters of the Fallow Strait opened before them.
"Ship ahoy!" cried the lookout.
Everyone scrambled forward, Micah jamming the spyglass against his eye. Near the far end of the cliffs, he spotted the merchant ship, slowly sailing away to the east. Below its colossal masts, another, smaller vessel sliced across the waves, straight towards the looming ship. Micah's breath caught as he recognized the grayish, weather-stained sails and dark wood of the hull. Its black flag snapped in the breeze.
Skrillis, Micah growled.
Callum bared his teeth in a vengeful grin.
We've got him. Give me all the sail you've got, men. Let's catch ourselves a pirate.
Several of the crew whooped as they swarmed over the deck, adjusting the rigging to fill the billowing sails. Windrunner lurched forward as if Micah's own adrenaline fueled its pursuit. His gaze never left the spyglass, watching the two ships grow closer. At any moment, Skrillis would fire upon the merchant. Suddenly, the pirates swerved away, cutting back towards the cliffs.
"They've spotted us!" Nathan shouted, moving closer to Callum. "Don't lose them!"
"I know that!"
The merchant ship drifted on towards the darkness of the east as Windrunner sped around the end of the island. Micah's eyes widened in surprise as the last formation of the Lion's Paw came into view. A vast wall of fog blanketed the hills of stone and sparse evergreens forming the jagged coast of Carthmore. A maze of twisting inlets and coves ran between the towering bluffs, now obscured in darkness and cloud. Once the last of their light was gone, so too would any hope of capturing their quarry. Micah scanned the coastline with the spyglass.
"There!"
he shouted, spotting Skrillis's ship just as it slipped between a pair of shadowy crags. The wheel groaned, and Micah staggered as Callum swung Windrunner towards the cove.
"The coves are too dangerous, Captain!" cried one sailor. "We'll run aground!"
Callum glanced at Micah, who stared at the wall of fog and rocky spires growing closer with every second.
Micah turned to him with a grim expression.
"I can do it, sir," said Callum, gripping the weathered wood of the wheel tighter. "By your word."
Micah nodded. "I trust you. Onward then, Lieutenant, slow and steady."
"Yes, sir."
The crew furled the sails, slowing the mighty ship as fog pressed against the prow. Micah watched as the pale cloud wafted across the deck, swallowing Windrunner in its depths. As they slipped into the walls of the cove, the world fell into darkness. Beyond the creak of the ship and muted waves slapping against the rocks, everything was ominously still. Micah and Nathan stepped onto the deck, eyeing the looming shadows on either side as they paced towards the bow. Hazy outlines of pines and boulders poked through the fog high above them, like claws ready to crash upon the intruders. Micah paused near the rail, watching a line of veiled trees drift noiselessly by. He could hardly tell what else lay just beyond the darkened edge of sight.
"God, see us safely through this," he prayed.
"Cliff!" shouted the lookout. More men yelled as Micah's head snapped forward. He gasped as a colossal stone spire pierced the fog, Windrunner heading straight towards it. Nathan and the others waved wildly at Callum as he yanked the wheel, inching the ship to the right.
"I can't!"
he yelled. Micah stared in horror as the cliff grew closer.
"Anchor!"
someone shouted.
"Too late! Brace! Micah!"
screamed Nathan. He tore his gaze from the cliff. Nathan leaned nearly out of the bow, his lanky arms stretched over the shrinking water between them and destruction. He jerked his eyes back towards Micah, his hair whipping against his face.
"Now, Micah!"
He couldn't. Could he? Would the power still even be there? Micah swerved to Callum, the lieutenant deathly pale as he clung to the wheel. Callum's eyes widened as they met, and he gave a curt nod. Micah imitated Nathan beside him as men panicked, reaching out over the murky water. He closed his eyes, searching deep within his thoughts for a once familiar spark. Fear threatened to flood his mind, pounding against his will to survive. It had to still be here, somewhere. He dared not open his eyes to the gray stone's greedy embrace. There. Micah nearly gasped as his conscience brushed the dormant spark. It was faint, almost like a slumbering alien presence deep within him, past the swirl of fear, anxiety, and screaming thoughts. He summoned all his will, honing his focus to a razor's edge, just as his protector training had taught him. His thoughts stabbed against the invisible barrier shrouding the kernel of magic. He felt the energy's current shift, like waves behind a dam. He drove at it again, forcing his will upon the barrier. More cracks! Another man screamed. Micah gathered all the might he could, rearing back before hammering down upon the barrier. The veil shattered, unleashing a torrent of unseen power. Energy cascaded across Micah's mind, sending his pulse racing as new life flooded him. His eyes snapped open to a wall of rock blotting out the world. He looked down at the sliver of water between the hull and rocks, the odd bubbling swirl shoving against the ship as Nathan trembled. Micah felt the energy seep into his hands as his mind reached out towards the water, willing the elements to move. The ripples grew. The ship lurched back as they crashed into the hull, threatening to launch Micah from his feet as he gripped the magic with all his effort, melding the energy with Nathan's. He was vaguely aware of men gasping as water spilled onto the deck as it pressed Windrunner towards the middle of the cove, the ominous cliff receding inch by inch. In what felt like both years and seconds, they found themselves drifting slowly past the cliff, centered between the shadowed heights once more. The angry waves subsided, crashing back upon themselves, and the world fell silent. Micah's vision flickered, his arms shaking as his knees buckled. He felt the toll of magic seep from his body, energy leeching from his limbs as he struggled for breath. Rough hands caught him from behind, lowering him onto the soggy wood as blackness overtook, though muffled voices remained.
"Water! Someone fetch a drink!"
Slowly, Micah's sight returned. His weak breath strengthened, and he bolted up. Blood rushed to his head, stars dancing once more as he leaned into his palms. He groaned.
"Give him some room," Nathan yelled. "Micah, are you all right?"
I'm fine,"
he rasped as his energy grew.
"Did we make it?"
Nathan chuckled nervously. "Well, we're not dead, though we could do without you causing more panic next time." Micah looked up, finally taking in the swarm of men around him. A mixture of fear and shame rose within him. He had used magic, the very thing he swore not to do, and in the sight of all his men who were already skeptical of his new command.
"I blew it. They'll never trust me now."
"He's alive!"
Frowns and worried looks transformed into relief and cheers as firm but gentle hands guided him to his feet. Micah wobbled, steadying himself against one of the stout sailors drenched in sweat. Men clapped his shoulders and saluted, smiling as they pressed around him. Micah grinned weakly at Nathan.
"Guess you were right about my connection.
Water was always your element, but maybe we avoid testing that again for a bit."
"Micah!"
Callum hollered over the throng. He shoved his way through, barking orders as the crew grumbled and returned to their posts. He was breathing hard, though his grizzled face beamed.
"I can't believe I'm saying this, but thank LOA he made you a mage, Captain. You just saved our entire crew."
"Oi, what about me?"
huffed Nathan, crossing his arms. Callum shook his head.
"Aye, you too, Protector. Well done, the both of you. If ever there was an act to restore some hope and magic, that was it."
Micah nodded. Gratitude and humility washed over him. He hadn't sought praise, nor did he feel deserving of it.
"Thank you for the strength, God," he silently prayed. "And my gift."
"Now, I believe we have a pirate to chase," said Callum, straightening.
"Take the helm, Lieutenant," Micah replied. With a salute, Callum spun around and marched towards the wheel. Windrunner drifted further into the coves. A bright moon rose as the clouds scattered, its light filtering through the twisting fog. Strange shadows and silhouettes danced in its beams, silent specters in the quiet world beyond the creaking of the ship. Micah noticed the looming walls of the cliffs suddenly were gone, obscured in the dense cover as the expanse of water grew. Beyond the gentle lap against the hull and steady haze, the wide bay, or whatever it was, remained completely still. Windrunner slowed, barely rocking atop the mild waves. An uneasy feeling crept over Micah. He turned to Nathan as they peered over the bow at the unknown.
"Do you—"
Boom. Boom.
"Incoming!"
The rail exploded, and Micah flew across the deck, slamming into the boards. His ears rang as men screamed. Wooden splinters pelted his chest. He struggled to his feet, his vision blurring. Windrunner lurched as it swung starboard, nearly causing him to lose his balance. They hadn't found Skrillis. He had found them. Chapter 6. A Captain Falls.
"Fire all!"
bellowed Callum, his raised sword shimmering in the moonlit fog. Runner shuddered as cannons flashed from its side. The air around Micah vibrated as the volley sliced through the mist. He had no idea where Skrillis was, and only prayed the men saw what he had not. He pulled Nathan from under the debris, groaning as the mage staggered and clutched his head. A thin line of blood ran from his dark hair.
"Bloody pirates,"
he muttered, hobbling after Micah. They rushed towards the helm, nearly colliding with the mast as another cannonball whistled past, tearing into the far side of the deck. Smoke and the smell of splintered wood hung in the damp air. Men yelled, scrambling for cover and weapons as the ship swayed. Several glanced at him, wide-eyed, likely feeling as useless as Micah himself did. Windrunner rocked again as its cannons flared.
"Where?"
Micah shouted as they clambered onto the quarterdeck.
"Port side!"
Callum roared, pointing. Boom. Boom. A light flashed in the fog, close enough that Micah could make out the silhouette of Skrillis's ship before the blast pulverized the rail along the stairs. He fumbled for the spyglass at his side. Through the haze, he watched as the dark shape drifted in the distance. They're on the move!
I'm taking us closer,
Callum growled, turning the wheel.
Full sail, men! Show these scoundrels ours is the last ship they'll ever see!
The men shouted as they unfurled the sails and the faint breeze caught. Windrunner pitched forward, the expanse between the ships slowly narrowing as Micah followed their course. Explosions rocked the ship as they exchanged fire. Though Windrunner had double the firepower, they had been caught off guard, and Skrillis's crew seemed whipped into a frenzy.
Brace!
A volley crashed into the deck, and men screamed. Micah slammed into the rail beside the wheel, the wood bruising his side. Only 100 yards remained between the ships as they raced through the dark, swirling fog. Cannons erupted from Windrunner, hammering its veiled opponent. A terrific crack echoed through the haze, and through his spyglass, Micah watched its foremast collapse, tangling in the rigging of its mainmast. Skrillis's vessel slowed. The guardsmen and crew cheered.
Nowhere to run,
Callum roared, circling towards them. Another blast flared from the pirate's ship, and the back of the quarterdeck exploded in a shower of wood. Nathan stumbled closer to the wheel, scowling.
Great. Now why don't you finish them before they finish me?
Get us close enough to board, Micah ordered, steadying himself with the rail. I want Skrillis alive, Callum grinned.
Yes, sir. He'll look mighty fine in irons.
Windrunner slipped closer as the pirates floundered, angling for a shot. Another volley flashed from Windrunner, a thundering crash emanating from Skrillis's ship as they rounded towards it. Men scrambled for muskets and bows, huddling against crates and the remains of the rail. The haze lessened as they approached the beaten ship, its ominous form sharpening as it came along the starboard side. Micah could hear defiant, mocking cries rising from the dark, growing as the lapping waves brought them closer. Windrunner slowed, the ships mere yards from one another as the crews roared. Micah drew his sword, its gleaming point stretched across the waters.
Fire!
Muskets blazed through the night, splintering the hulls. Micah ducked behind a pair of barrels along the rail as Nathan tossed him a rifle and slid over to him. Micah peered over the top, firing through the smoke and fog.
Still no magic? Nathan shouted over the fray.
Micah dropped beside him and shrugged.
We're probably past that. Just don't burn down the ships.
Nathan grinned widely.
Music to my ears, Captain.
The mage jumped to his feet, his arms lashing out as he snaked towards the center of the deck. Spikes of ice raced across the gap, sending pirates scrambling for cover.
Hooks!
Micah yelled as he shoved the ramrod into his musket barrel. Grappling hooks flew across the chasm, thudding against the wood. Guardsmen in gleaming armor tugged the lines, inching the vessels closer. The pirates roared, musket fire lighting the decks and sails. The ships were almost touching when Micah looked once more, scanning the other ship for his rival. Suddenly, the barrel beside him splintered and he flinched.
You lost your chance, Captain!
Bellowed Skrillis's gravelly voice. Micah whipped his musket across the rail. Skrillis waved his curved saber beside the wheel, his face shadowed under his tricorn hat.
The sharks'll feast on ye tonight!
Surrender, Skrillis!
Micah yelled.
Come peacefully and your crew won't be harmed!
Skrillis cackled.
Hey, is that so? I'm afraid I must decline your request, Captain. Kill 'em all, lads!
The pirate captain raised his gleaming pistol straight at Micah, who ducked as another shot tore across the rail. Then he leapt up, firing his musket at the wheel, but Skrillis was gone. Guardsmen yelled and swords clanged as they bounded across the rails and crashed upon the pirates. Suddenly, dark forms swung through the fog above, grounding to a halt aboard Windrunner. The pirates rushed against their attacker's flank, soldiers crying out in confusion. Blades flashed as the deck devolved into a frenzy.
Pirates!
Callum howled, rushing into the fray.
Defend the Windrunner!
Micah dropped the musket and clutched his sword, dashing after him when a pair of boots slammed into his chest. He flew back, his blade slipping from his grasp, and toppled onto the cracked boards as the impact ripped the breath from his lungs. Gnarled hands gripped his vest, pulling his face towards a shadowed figure reeking of rum and sweat.
"And just where do you think you're going, Captain?"
Skrillis shoved Micah into the deck, his head scraping against the wood as a tattered boot pressed against his chest. The pirate's saber screeched as he unsheathed its gleaming edge, raising it as Micah gasped. Terror gripped Micah as he struggled under Skrillis's crushing weight. Elisa, the guard, everything he had hoped for, suddenly slipped from his future. He was going to die.
"God, please. Something."
Skrillis cackled and swung his blade. Micah raised his palm, terror and an odd sense of peace flooding his mind and shattering the barrier to the swelling current of magic. A blast of air sent Skrillis sailing across the deck and crashing into the rail beside the wheel. Micah scrambled on his knees towards his sword, feeling the magic's tug of energy leave his body as he staggered to his feet. Skrillis groaned, hobbling to his own. He scowled at Micah, his blackened teeth bared in fury.
"You cursed fool," he hissed, clutching his weapons. "Farshore is mine."
Skrillis raised his pistol. Micah's hand shot out, sending out a shard of ice. Skrillis yelped as the glittering spike ripped through his sleeve, the pistol clattering to the ground. The pirate rushed forward, his blade slicing through the foggy air. Micah's sword rang against the steel, echoing over the din of battle. Skrillis swung again, the blades clashing as Micah leapt back. Skrillis lunged across the deck, Micah parrying the blow and catching the pirate's wrist. He growled as they wrestled, each struggling to overpower the other as their swords clattered. Micah dodged to the side as Skrillis's knee raced towards his gut. They sprang apart, circling one another like wary predators. A sudden cry from the deck drew Micah's attention, watching in horror as Callum faltered and fell in the mass of guardsmen shoving the pirates back towards the opposing ship. Skrillis bellowed and launched himself towards Micah, the force shoving Micah back as his blade barely caught the blow. He staggered against the barrels beside the rail as Skrillis charged, his saber outstretched. Micah lunged to the side just as the blade sank into the wood. Skrillis turned towards him, wide-eyed, as Micah's fist slammed into his jaw. The pirate crashed to the ground with a groan. Micah stood over him, his sword pointed at his chest.
"It's over, Skrillis,"
he growled, fire gleaming in his eyes. Skrillis scowled, hatred pouring from his wretched form.
"You're a fool, Stormcrown. The guild'll forever mark you for death. They won't be stopped. And once you're gone, Farshore will only be the start."
Micah pressed the point of the blade into his matted, peppery beard.
"I wouldn't count on it."
A cheer rose from the deck as the pirates saw their captain and threw down their weapons in dismay. But Micah's gaze never left the one whispering death. They stared at one another, bitter loathing locked with righteous anger. Nathan and a group of guardsmen rushed onto the quarterdeck, surrounding Skrillis. The soldiers hauled him to his feet, wrenching his arms behind him. Micah nodded to the men. "Lock him in the brig." Skrillis spat on the deck, cackling, his dark, wild eyes and grimy face twisted into a sneer.
"You're a dead man, Micah Stormcrown."
The soldiers shoved him towards the stairs and hold below. Micah glanced down, noticing Skrillis's pistol still laying on the deck. He picked it up, studying its gleaming barrel. Unlike the rest of the man, the pirate's weapon was surprisingly well maintained.
"Can someone throw a bar of soap in his cell while you are at it?" Nathan called after them, smirking.
Micah pulled his shoulders around to face him.
"Where's Callum?"
They hurried onto the deck, scrambling over debris and wounded men as soldiers rounded up the remaining pirates and saw to their comrades. Near the center of the ship, a group of crew members hunched over a mailed form. One of them was busily ripping a stretch of cloth and pressing it into Callum's side. Micah dropped to his knees, his eyes wide with worry. Callum lay prostrate on the floor, breathing hard. He turned his shaven head towards Micah. Pain lanced across his face.
"Skrillis?"
he rasped, his eyes hard.
"In irons,"
Micah whispered. Callum grunted and closed his eyes.
"Good."
Micah looked down, noticing the steady trickle of blood flowing from somewhere below his shoulder. Another group of men rushed up with a long board and a fresh wad of cloth.
"I think you'll be okay, Captain," said the sailor with the cloth. "But we need to get to Farshore."
Micah nodded. "Move him to the captain's quarters." He stood and scanned the deck.
"See to the rest of the wounded," he called to the crew. "Then we make for Farshore."
Micah leaned against the battered rail. Exhaustion threatened to overcome him as the adrenaline ebbed. Nathan stepped daintily through the mess, joining him as silence reclaimed the night. Nathan shoved a strand of dark hair from his face, wincing as he touched his scalp.
"Well, that's one pirate king down. How fast do you think the rest of the guild will crumble?"
Micah held up the pistol again, rubbing his thumb along the design etched into the barrel as Skrillis's words echoed in his mind. A tinge of dread whispered at the edge of thought, tainting their hard-won victory. He prayed it was a lie, the bluff of a thieving pirate. He wasn't so sure. Micah shrugged.
"God only knows."
I hope you enjoyed listening to The Chase, Part 2, by Z.R. McCormick, narrated by Peter Franson of Christian Geek Central. Zach's Kickstarter for Awakening, the first book in the Oathsworn Chronicles, is almost over. So if you're not listening to this the day it came out, you'll likely have to check out Zach's website at zrmccormick.com to see where and when you can find his debut novel. I'll have a direct link in the show notes for both the Kickstarter and the website, just in case. If you enjoyed listening to Pater narrate the story, you might also enjoy listening to his audio dramas at spiritblade.com or his podcast, Christian Geek Central, where he discusses movies, video games, and all things enjoyed by self-proclaimed geeks from a Christian worldview. It might surprise you to know that I don't get notified when someone leaves a review for the podcast. In fact, every couple months, I have a reminder on my phone to go check for new reviews on Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Podcast Addict, and Podchaser, which are the only places people can leave reviews. Part of the reason I do this is so I can see if there's anything we need to be doing differently. But it's also a great reminder for me of why I'm doing this, and it motivates me to keep the podcast going. For example, this week I found a review from BigJoe777 that says, "The Courtship of Giants podcast episode was wonderful. The reader did a fantastic job of conveying the imagery and tone of the writing. His voice is well suited to narration. The story is delightful. I don't know if all those creatures exist in mythology, but they certainly now exist in my brain." It's an absolute joy to partner with authors to bring their stories to life for readers, and knowing we accomplished that for BigJoe777 is a huge win. If there's an episode you loved, let us know in a review. And yes, it really is just those four platforms that take reviews. Technically, Spotify will let you leave ratings and then comments on episodes, but not reviews. For step-by-step instructions for the platform of your choice, go to findingfantasyreads.com/review. I'll have a direct link in the show notes. Thank you all for listening, and happy reading.